Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is joining us on the WBEN live line this morning. The government shutdown is entering its third week. Dave, are there indications this could be the longest shutdown ever?
Well, Susan, I mean, anything is possible at this point. And I mean, look, Congress these days looks about as listless in terms of getting the government shut down over and done with as the Buffalo Bills offense did last night. I mean, it is not good here in Washington, D.C., and Congress is going to come back in part today, the U.S. Senate, that is, and try to have more votes on the continuing resolution that would ostensibly fund the government. It would pass the House pass bill that from weeks ago now and move forward. But the problem is that's not going to happen tonight. It's, in essence, testing the old adage that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. We're not going to get a different result. What Republicans are hoping is that they may peel a few more Democrats away and get them to vote so that the 60-vote filibuster-proof threshold will be met. But there is absolutely no indication that that is indeed going to happen tonight.
Am I simplifying things too much? Because it seems like the major sticking point in all this is healthcare. Democrats want Affordable Care Act subsidies to be resolved now. Republicans want to deal with that separate from the big spending bill. This shutdown now has been 2 weeks. Couldn't they have, in the last 2 weeks, figured out the healthcare separately and then passed the spending bill as it was and then done the healthcare thing?
I don't think that's an oversimplification at all. I mean, that really is the major, major sticking point here. And sure, the scenario that you just laid out, Brian, that would be possible. But Democrats have zero trust that Republicans are ultimately going to be true to their word if they promise to do so. So there's an incredible lack of faith in the other side right now, which is why this is coming to a head in the fashion that it did. So we're getting to the point right now where it's who's going to blink, because the pain is suddenly going to be too much and it's going to be too great. And both sides are not going to be able to just keep going on and on and on. And that may come in the form of healthcare subsidies skyrocketing while people are trying to get health insurance. That's a deadline that hits at the end of this month. We've already seen air traffic controllers have a huge effect on all of this, with airports delaying by 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes flights coming into their airports. This is something that has been spreading over just the past 48 to 72 hours. And you have the specter of people who rely on government checks for Social Security or military benefits or a whole variety of other things, suddenly getting delays or even not checks coming in the mail. And then, of course, you have government workers themselves who are going to, right this week, start not getting paid and not getting checks that they're expecting to get because, of course, they're furloughed.
You just mentioned military. Military members will be paid despite this shutdown.
Yeah, and Donald Trump has ordered that up. Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, has said as much. But, you know, they're getting to the point of looking under the couch cushions to find contingency funds to do this. A government shutdown, by definition, is the government shutting down because it doesn't have enough money to run its operations that have been appropriated by Congress. So there are some serious accounting tricks that are having to be used here in order to do anything that goes beyond just the absolute essential, where the money is already accounted for because of pre-planning or contingency funds or other types of accommodations of that sort.
You know, these delays we're hearing about at airports, might that be enough to ramp up the public pressure on lawmakers?
It could be. If airports start shutting down, and don't think that that is beyond a possibility, that would, of course, create outrage of the sort that we don't have quite yet at this point. Even massive delays or major delays would be a big, big issue. And let's remember, it's a system. So if you have a couple of airports that are affected, but everyone else seemingly is okay, well, that's not naturally going to be the case because everything is interconnected. And it's a flight in Denver coming into Buffalo, or a flight from Florida coming into Buffalo. If it's delayed, well, it's going to be delayed when it gets to Buffalo, and it will be delayed going out. So there's a major spiral effect that happens anytime you have it. But we absolutely have seen this grow and grow, and more delays being in place as the air traffic controller situation gets worse. And it's not just people who are not coming to work or not having enough people there to be air traffic controllers, but the government also can't hire for people that it needs to fill jobs that were already open and that they needed before the government shutdown, Brian, already took place.
Well, speaking of airports, there is some controversy over a Department of Homeland Security video featuring Kristi Noem that airports are being asked to show travelers about the government shutdown. Two airports locally, Dave, refusing to show it, Buffalo and Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and they're among a series of other airports, too, that are also refusing to show it on the grounds that it is overly political. And in essence, the message that Kristi Noem has recorded and that is playing in some airports at TSA security lines, I'm paraphrasing here, but it basically says, hey, TSA's top priority is that you're going to have a good, efficient airport experience, that we're going to keep you safe, but it's the Democrats in Congress who are refusing to fund the government. So in essence, blaming the shutdown on the Democrats. You can agree with that or you can disagree with it, but there's a law, it's called the Hatch Act, which prohibits members of a cabinet or just the federal government in general from having overly political participation of a certain sort. And some legal experts have said that this is a gross violation of the Hatch Act and shouldn't be happening in the first place. You could have a message, but not blame Democrats, and that would be fine. So that this has become another little wrinkle, and obviously some airports just don't feel comfortable with having that message go up in their airport.
It's kind of a wild video to be, hey, you're waiting in line for a while, blame the Democrats to have going at you. Are airports like worried at all that they're going to face any sort of retribution for refusing?
Possibly. And obviously, the Trump administration has gone after people, whether it's media organizations or individuals who it feels are enemies of the Trump administration. So it's possible. One thing that almost certainly won't happen is that the Department of Justice will not, or the special counsel's office, I should say specifically, would investigate Kristi Noem for this. That does not seem to be in the cards.
Dave, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.